With me today is educator, speaker, and chair of the No to Bullying Conference 2, which is happening next month in Queensland, Ms. Charlene Chadwick. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Thanks for your time.
Not a problem.
First of all, bullying. How in general can we define bullying?
This is the age-old question. It's very difficult to have a succinct definition for bullying because it happens in so many facets. Essentially, what we rely on is that it's behaviour toward another person where they might feel threatened, uncomfortable, or unsafe. So it could be through verbal means, it could be through physical means, but what we're seeing an emergence of a lot more is cyberbullying through technological means.
So bullying can mean a lot of things to a lot of people.
And that seems to be the issue with us being able to deal with it more consistently, because a base definition for bullying is hard to come up with, and therefore it's open to a range of interpretation.
But then again,
people can say, oh, that's not bullying because it doesn't fit this definition.
But when does it start? How young or how old?
As long as people are in relationship, there is the scope for bullying to happen. Bullying is really about a relationship issue. People not being able to resolve conflict well, people not being able to cope with stress well, how people interact on a daily basis. So bullying is a learned behaviour. So yes, we can learn it from a very young age, from our
in the playground,
from our family environment, even before we get to school.
It's children mimicking adults as well.
And mimicking older children.
First of all, with children, how do we teach our children what behaviour is acceptable and what is not?
It really comes down to, I guess, good old-fashioned core values. You know, respect, acceptance, treating people the way you would like to be treated, treating people as though they actually do count and that they're important. So what a lot of programs look at from a school perspective, which is now starting to filter through to a workplace perspective, is raising awareness of trying to identify how we feel when this behaviour happens to us, and then what can we do to articulate that to other people. So it's about developing skills in communicating, developing skills in resilience, developing skills in empathy. What would it feel like if that was happening to me? That wouldn't be really fabulous. So how do I intervene and make a difference to help that other person, regardless of whether they're 5 or 55?
So it's teaching our children to be respectful and mindful.
Absolutely.
In teaching our children to be respectful and mindful, sometimes other children don't know when they cross the line. And what I normally would say to my children is to tell their playmates, stop it, I don't like it.
Correct. And that's the first port of call, to actually name it and say, stop that, I don't like it, or words, whatever words work for children at particular ages. You know, of course, an 18-year-old would use different words than a 6-year-old would. What becomes bullying is when we've actually said, I don't like that, could you please stop? And they continue to do it.
And bullying,
we've actually got a displace of power, and now I'm intending to hurt you because I know it does affect you and you've asked me to stop.
And it's important
when it becomes bullying
that we point it out or we determine what it is from a young age. Otherwise, it will become part of their life, isn't it?
Absolutely. As we said before, bullying is a learned behaviour, and unless we learn other behaviours, we will just keep responding and reacting that way. And you know, a lot of young people I've worked with over the years, sometimes they've said to me, I just get so frustrated, I lash out at other people. Okay, getting frustrated is perfectly okay. It's human. We all get frustrated. Driving traffic in any capital city, we're frustrated. However, it's what we do with that that's inappropriate. Getting frustrated, feeling angry, feeling upset, that's okay. It's what we do with that behaviour, the outward demonstrations of those behaviours that's inappropriate.
I guess what's alarming is bullying doesn't only happen at school, in the playground, in the workplace, but more and more it happens as well in cyberspace.
That's correct, and that's why it's becoming quite interesting to deal effectively with it, because years ago, bullying would stop when the child went home for the end of the day. The bullying would stop when the person went home from work. But because we're online 24/7, we carry devices around with us, we're connected. And this generation of young people are digital natives. They've grown up with technology, so that's how they connect. And so it's important to actually teach skills to young people about technological etiquette, how to write things on posts on social media, how not to forward things on or share things, how not to post photos that a friend sent you via a friend. And because of the anonymity behind cyberbullying, it's harder to track down. And as we know, or we should be aware of, once something is out there in the cyber world and on the internet, it's there forever. Even if we've deleted the post, taken down the photograph, shut down the website, we have no control over what has happened to that information once it's uploaded, downloaded, shared, etc.
And it's something that can scar you for life.
Yes.
I guess what's most important is that we are well informed and well equipped.
And that's part of dealing with anything, any behaviour modification or any social issue. Awareness is half the battle. If we're actually aware that this is happening, then we're acknowledging it and we can actually put steps in place. And that's what we've been doing for a number of years. There are a range of absolutely fantastic, evidence-based, very effective programs in schools. And now we're starting to see that filter through to workplaces.
And
we're still a long way to creating that generational change to bullying behaviours, and that's the focus of the conference this year. We're aware of it. We know there are great policies and programs and practices. How do we create that generational mind shift? This is not okay.
And because the world is becoming smaller and smaller, the problem tends to become bigger and bigger, isn't it?
Yes, the world is smaller, but it's also more immediate. We get our information instantly through the tap of a search engine on our devices.
So it's happening in April?
The conference is on in April, on the 18th and 19th of April in the Gold Coast.
From there, maybe we can find more answers and more clarity in how we can face this very complex issue.
Absolutely. I mean, as you said, it is a complex issue and we're all trying to do really good work with bullying, and we have made some successes. Australia is one of the leading countries in successful intervention practices in the world, and we've started with raising awareness and developing evidence around what works and what is more beneficial. So, you know, we're a long way down the track, but bullying will continue to happen regardless of how fabulous programs are or how many conferences we have. But it's really about keeping it at the forefront of everybody's mind that we need to keep addressing the issue and keep developing skills and keep those environments and situations and opportunities available to young people to practice these skills. They're not always going to get it right, but they're children.
And it's always
important.
It's always important to remember that bullying can happen to anyone, no matter at what age, no matter what gender, no matter what status you are in life.
That's right. It has no social, demographic, economic divide.
Thanks very much, Charlene Chadwick, No to Bullying Conference on the National Day of Action Against Bullying and Violence.
Thank you very much for your time.